Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. You know how we do it on Mondays. We do Motown Monday. Chuck always gets first request. We'll Get Ready by the Temptations. Get us cranked up and going for a new week. 404-726-0929. Both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and it is our phone line as well. By the way, I was listening to Andy's promo for whatever the event that he's got coming up on Wednesday. We had a good time this past Friday. Pretty cool. I mean, Fairway Social is a really cool place. I was looking at, so that area where Fairway Social is, I don't know if you know, Day-Day, where that place is, but it's on Alpharetta Highway, all right? And it's just if you're going north on Alpharetta Highway, right before you get to Old Milton, is this, it's this area called the Maxwell.
Okay.
That's where it's in, okay? And there's Fairway Social plus some other restaurants, townhome living and new homes and different and some other stores.
Is that kind of where and it's not too, is that closer to Milton High School? Is that that area that's kind of closer to Milton High School?
It's in, I guess it's in Milton technically, or Alpharetta, but I mean it's not that far from Avalon, but it's right on Alpharetta Highway. I don't. Milton High School is a little bit further away.
Okay,
from
then it's
from where
not
that
the
is.
Area, because there's an area that's kind of pretty close to Milton High School that I've driven through a couple of times, and it was being built up in a lot of, like, you know, eating places, drinking places, really.
Well, I was looking at townhome prices and stuff like that. Okay, because this place is pretty cool. Like. Fairway and Social is a really cool place.
Okay.
And I was looking at townhomes and stuff like that. Townhomes start at $904,000.
Townhome?
Yeah. The rent, if you want to rent, two bedrooms start at $3,000 a month and go up to $5,000 for three bedroom. So you can rent a three bedroom townhome for $5,000 a month. Can you imagine paying $60,000 a year in rent? $60,000 a year in rent. Even with the two-bedroom, it's still $36,000 for rent. I was looking at the – because I was like, you know, I really like this area, and it's right up the street from where I live, and – you know, this would be pretty cool, and it's new and all this kind of stuff, and I really like that area. And I'm looking at townhome rentals, and they're $3,000. They start at $3,000. Although they do have a couple of specials, they do have like a two bedroom one that goes for $4,200. Normally it's $4,400, but it's priced to move at $4,200. Can you imagine spending almost $50,000 in rent a year?
That's crazy. Whew. That is crazy.
And again, I'm not trying to like have a roommate and all this kind of stuff. $50,000 a year for rent? Hoo-wee. Man. So anyway, but that area is awesome.
That's rich living right there.
Yeah, listen, and Day-Day, if I could live anywhere, honestly, I would live in downtown Milton, like the downtown area of Milton. That's more like where Milton High School is, is over by the downtown area of Milton High School. And there are so many cool places in downtown Milton.
That might be where I'm thinking. That is the downtown. And like I said, there's still a lot of apartments and things that they look like they're still building up and whatnot. But
there's a bunch of stuff in downtown Milton.
Yeah.
I love downtown Milton, but not for $3,000 a month or $5,000 a month or... Yeah, I do nighttime radio, so I don't make that kind of money.
At that kind of price, you'd have so many jobs, you'd never even would enjoy the place.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm up to three jobs right now as it is. I'm up to three jobs. I'd have to have four or five jobs at that point.
Right, you'd only see that place like a couple hours a week.
Right, exactly, right. Like I would have to have somebody go by there and take pictures of it just to show me what it looks like. Yeah, no doubt about it. All I would need is a bedroom and a bathroom because I would never be able to use anything else. I would never be awake long enough to use anything else. So anyway. All right, 404-726-0929. Who has had the most surprising year for the Atlanta Braves? And there are a lot of good candidates. Look, a lot of people, you know, wondered about whether Sean Murphy's offensive numbers could match. Now that he's gotten out of Oakland Alameda Coliseum, he's had a big-time year, both with the batting average, the on-base, the home run power, driving in runs. Matt Olson is obviously having a career year, and he's going to be on pace for 50-plus home runs when all is said and done. Ozzie's having another monster year. Eddie Rosario's had a really nice bounce-back year. We talked about Marcell Ozuna. You know, Marcell Ozuna's now up to 26 homers. He's got 26 homers, 62 RBI for the year, and he's got almost 60 runs scored. So there's a lot of good candidates for the Braves this year. If I ask you, Day-Day, who has had the most surprising season for the Braves, who would you say it is?
Believe it or not, I'd say Ronnie.
Okay.
And not that I didn't think he was a great player, but, you know, still trying to see if he was good from injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, I think we thought the numbers would be there, but his numbers are, like, ridiculous.
Right.
Like, I did not anticipate him having these type of numbers.
Like being second and third in the batting average.
Right.
You know?
Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. So,
right.
For me, I'd say it's him from the standpoint of just how doggone good he's been.
Yeah, I mean, he's... Coming into the night, 112 runs scored in 123 games played. He's got 29 doubles, 28 homers. The 56 stolen bases just jumps.
Right. I was going to say the stolen bases.
Right. But the .331 batting average, we knew his on base has been really good the last couple of years, but .331 with the .417 on base and the .569 slugging to go along with it. Yeah, it's been an absurd season. That's why I say, I mean, I don't know how anybody's going to win the MVP over Ronnie. He's not going to get into any kind of prolonged slump that a Freddie Freeman can pass him or a Mookie Betts can pass him. I don't see that happening. And obviously, you know, he's going to still steal bases when he gets on, still going to hit for power. So I don't see how he's going to get into any kind of real flunk. I'll tell you what, for me,
mm-hmm.
I think Orlando Arcia is the guy.
Yes.
I did not see starting all-star shortstop.
Yeah.
51 runs scored, 14 homers, 47 RBI, hitting .278 with a .332 on base and a .774 OPS. I didn't see all of that coming from Orlando Arcia. I thought if he could be just a competent glove and at least decent hitter, that's all I would have expected. Like, I didn't expect him to put up good offensive numbers, but he has surprised me. And not just with the glove, not just starting the All-Star game, but he's shown good power. And I know he's had double-digit home runs, you know, previously, but I didn't see this coming out of Arcia to where he's having, you know, an All-Star season. And, you know, again, he's going to push toward 20 homers when all is said and done. I mean, he's at 14 now. And think about the fact that, you know, again, remember, he missed, what, 20-something games during the season. You know, he missed a good chunk of games early in the year, or he'd be really pushing close toward 20 home runs. So it's been a remarkable season all the way around for Orlando Arcia, just with the glove, with the bat, the All-Star starting nod. Like, everything has kind of come together. And, again, for what are they paying him, $3 million or whatever? I mean, he's been the ultimate bargain, I think, in, you know, he's been one of the ultimate bargains in baseball, you know, this year. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's grab Taylor out in Atlanta. What's going on, Taylor?
Hey, what's going on, Don? Hey, look, it's got to be Spencer Strider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we expected him to be good, but there were still some question marks coming into this season. We didn't know if he could stay healthy. We've had a lot of guys come in here that can throw hard that just don't last. Think Mike Fulton-Devich, Jair Jurgens, right? To me, Spencer Strider is the one guy who has taken his game from good to great to a whole nother level that we thought was possible, but seeing it has been really awesome this year.
You know, and I got in this argument all weekend long with some guys. I think Strider's the leader in the clubhouse for the Cy Young Award. I mean, he's 14-4 with a 3.5 ERA, 227 strikeouts. When the season is over with, he's going to be right around that three. If he leads the league in wins and 300 strikeouts, he's winning the Cy Young, folks. He's going to win the Cy Young. And his ERA is not going to be – his ERA – I mean, again, Taijuan Walker's an ERA over 4. You know, and he's got, like, I think 13 wins or something like that. Strider's going to have an ERA where he's going to be almost 20 wins, probably under 3.5, and 300 strikeouts. He's going to be the Cy Young winner. His numbers are that ridiculously good. Like, you can't deny what his numbers are. He's got 14 wins and 25 starts. That's a good percentage. And the fact that he's 10 games over 500. And I got in this argument with guys about, well, you know, he's a product of his team. Again, he's a product of, he's a really good pitcher. You know, he's a product of a really good pitcher. And I brought this up about Sandy Alcantara last year. The Marlins were 19-13 in games. How about this, Day-Day? That Sandy Alcantara, when he pitched, the Marlins were 19-13 in games that he pitched, right? You expect that, right? Again, he had a great season. Do you know what the Marlins' record was when he didn't pitch?
No.
50-80. They were 50-80 when anybody but Alcantara pitched. 19-13 when he was on the mound. 50-80 when he didn't pitch. That wasn't a byproduct of, you know, his team supporting him. He was just that great of a pitcher. And the 6 complete games and all these, you know, crazy numbers that we were seeing on ESPN every night. Strider's got that kind of wow factor to him. So again, I don't necessarily disagree with all of that, because again, he's been fantastic, and I still think that he's going to, if he leads the league and wins, and he ends up with 300 strikeouts, those are numbers that are going to get him the Cy Young. He's going to end up with the Cy Young Award when all is said and done. So it's been some crazy numbers for him as well. But I still think Arcia has been just so ridiculously good. I did not see this coming anywhere with Arcia at the end of the day. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for That's Life. Day-Day, there were some huge auctions over the weekend. And I mean, some of the stuff we talked about last week, there were some monster numbers that were paid for some of these items. Wait till I go over the list with you. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Then that time I went.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, John Chuckery Show. 921 live from the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We'll get to our top 10 list here in just a few minutes. Day-Day, it was a monster weekend for auctions. Okay, so one of the sales from over the weekend, a 1948 Leaf Jackie Robinson baseball card that was autographed at Robinson in blue ink pen. It was autographed on the front of the card. It sold this weekend on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
$588,000. $88,000 for a Jackie Robinson autographed baseball card. How about this one? Do you remember we talked about last week that 1933 Gaudy Babe Ruth?
Yeah.
Okay. $1.1 million is what it sold for.
That was the one that at that time was $840,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about the 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card that was graded a 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then remember the one that had sold earlier in the year that was a 9.5 that I think was from a different grading company, sold
right.
for $12 million. This one from SGC, which is probably not the high-end grading company, but it sold at an SGC 9, it sold for $4.5 million. How about that?
It just makes my heart hurt, man.
And then we talked about this item last week. The 1958 Mickey Mantle jersey. Remember we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
It closed on Saturday. $4.68 million. $4.68 million. For a 1958 Mickey Mantle jersey. I mean, where are people finding this
stuff,
kind of
right?
Money?
Or the money too, yeah, but my goodness.
Now, how about this one? Okay. There were some auctions over the weekend of Sports Illustrated magazines. Okay? So a Michael Jordan from December 15th, or I can't see if this is from the 15th or the 18th or something like that, graded at a 9.8. This is from 1984, okay? So again, this is not like it's from 1950. A 1984 Sports Illustrated magazine that has Michael Jordan on the cover in his rookie year, $126,000.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
Now, I had this magazine, not the Michael one, but I had this magazine because I used to have a subscription
right.
to Sports Illustrated in the early 80s. And I had the March 3rd, 1980 Sports Illustrated that had the Miracle on Ice U.S. hockey team on it. And I had that magazine, okay? Graded out at a 9.6, $25,000. I had that magazine at one time. And then Wayne Gretzky, when he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, October 12th, 1981, graded out at a 9.4, $24,000. These are Sports Illustrated magazines from the 80s that are getting $24,000 to $126,000.
Well, you know what? I got to call my dad because he had all, to your, like you, he had all that. He had those he had that subscription, and he used to keep all of those. Now I'm kicking myself in the butt though,
yes.
because there's several of them that I cut up,
yes.
because I wanted the pictures out.
Yes,
of them.
I did the same thing. I wanted some of the pictures. Again, these magazines are worth a fortune. A Mickey Mantle autographed card, a 1952. Burke Ross Mickey Mantle autographed baseball card, $198,000 over the weekend. I mean, it's just absurd what these auctions are getting. $4.68 million for Mickey Mantle's 1958 jersey. Again, that would be as unique as could be, but holy cow. Like, who's got just that kind of money laying around to invest in a Mickey Mantle jersey. Just crazy. Crazy.
Bananas.
Yeah.
I just texted my dad to make sure he kept all of those to see if he kept them. Because, you know, he lived in California.
Go get them graded.
We lived in California.
Again, I had the sport.
Yeah.
I had the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah.
I had the Miracle on Ice one, and I had the one where they were Sportsman of the Year for 1980.
Yeah.
$26,000 for that magazine. Fudge. Fudge. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Congratulations to Rihanna. She just had her second baby boy with, what's his name, Rocky Balboa?
ASAP Rocky.
So Rocky got to get out of town.
He's a lucky guy. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna keep him pregnant.
Yeah, right.
Hey, by the time he's done, they're going to have the Brady Bunch.
I was going to say, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, again, they'll end up with about 18 different kids when it's all said and done. So anyway, crazy. All right. Today is also National Senior Citizen Day. And a senior citizen is defined by, I guess, publications or what have you, as somebody who is 65 or older. Now, I'm not quite there yet, but I believe on my birthday, I will qualify for AARP.
Is it 60?
No, what 52, is it? I believe.
It's 52,
I believe 52 is when you can get AARP. So I will qualify here in December for AARP. So again, they already send me stuff anyway.
Right.
They already send me.
Hey, John, we just want you to know.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you live that long, I mean, that should be the caveat. They say, look, if you live to be 52, which I don't even know if I'm going to make it to 52
Stop
or not.
It.
But, by the way, all of these auctions ended up being $34 million worth of stuff that was auctioned off on Saturday. But anyway. All right. So tonight's top 10 list. Your top 10 favorite people, 65 or older, any genre, but they can't be your family members. Day-Day, the floor is yours.
All right, so I've always been a fan of Bill Walton. He's just funny to me. He's funny. I just love him on Brock. His story, I think it's the storytelling aspect of him, but I love him. Oprah, of course, just love what she's done for herself, you know, in the broadcasting career. She's movies. It's just... love what she's become. Walt Frazier. I actually got a chance to meet him here years ago when I worked here the first time, and he was here. Him and, I can't think of his name. But they were both here. But anyway, I'll keep going. Angela Bassett. Love her.
Oh, okay.
Russell Simmons. Mark Cuban. I actually like Mark Cuban. I know a lot of people.
Is he 65?
He is 65.
Wow.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't 65. Realize he was that old.
He doesn't look it. He doesn't.
Yeah,
look
obviously.
It.
I mean, again, when you got billions of dollars in the bank,
yeah,
you can afford to look young.
Right.
When you got billions
right.
of dollars.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer. Always been a fan of hers. I love me some Michelle Pfeiffer. Denzel Washington. And my final two, they're kind of a duo: Chris Berman and Tom Jackson.
I don't know about Berman.
You don't like Berman?
Yeah. I mean, again, I have always said that the best show on ESPN
when
of
they
all
had
time
that, yeah.
is NFL Primetime. Mm-hmm. When it was just Berman and Tom Jackson, 7 to 9 on Sunday night,
yep.
before there was even Sunday night football, it was Tom Jackson, Chris Berman from 7 to 9. With 7 to 9 with all the highlights. The only game that had to be played was the Monday night football game. Mm-hmm. Everything was done on Sunday. And that was the best show of all time. Those two guys just going at it and just giving the analysis. Just, that was the best show.
And they had fun. Like they joked about stuff. Like,
But again, then Berman became just too ridiculous. back. Anyway. All right. I've got Kareem. On my list. I still think he's the most underrated player in NBA history. Denzel is on my list as well. George Clooney. I would love to look that good at what, 70-something years old. He's got a young family, by the way, too. My two favorite musicians that would be at that age, Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger. Bruce Willis is on my list as well. Harrison Ford, that's another guy I'd like to look
I should have put Harrison
on
my list,
in that age. Robert De Niro, God bless his soul. I mean, he's got, you know, what's he got? Him and Pacino got got dueling, you know, babies.
Right, they're
you know,
battling.
Right now, yeah. I mean, just crazy. Christy Brinkley is on my list as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And she came in on my honorable mention. But Linda Carter.
Okay.
Yeah,
because she still looked good when she made her cameo in the updated or whatever Wonder Woman.
Yes, yes. And it was almost, I was almost going to pick Raquel Welch, but she left us here recently, right?
Yeah,
she just died here recently.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then my final one is the one and only Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
McMahon. I almost put Vince McMahon on mine.
Vince McMahon. Again, I cannot get over the dyed hair and the mustache. And, you know, it's funny because Vince, for decades, was a fanatic about having no facial hair.
Yeah.
He was a fanatic. He would shave multiple times a day because he did not want a beard or mustache. And now he comes out with this, I don't know, Zorro the you know, I don't know what that is. I mean, he looked like Errol Flynn as a swashbuckling pirate or something like that. I mean, again, it's and then the dyed hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if he's going through a midlife crisis or what he's going through. I know Linda's not around. She's down in Florida.
Yeah.
She's hanging out down in Florida. He's in Connecticut. She's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't nowhere to be found.
Is she still doing politics, or has she just?
I think she gave up on all that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And she just lives a quiet life down in Florida now. They're still married by law,
right?
But she lives down in Florida, and that's where she's gonna die.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, Vincent Kennedy McMahon. So.
Yeah.
All right, one more segment to go. We're headed to the top of the hour, and Jason Longshore with Atlanta Soccer tonight, I believe, right?
Yes,
top
sir.
Of the hour then?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right, Chuck in the Key Studios, Sports Radio, Not to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
I'm coming.
You know, I was wondering, you know.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Had the top of the hour.
It makes me feel.
Jason Longshore and Atlanta Soccer tonight coming up after us. Braves right now getting pounded on. The Mets now up 10-4 in this game. It was looking good for a while. It was 4-3 Braves. Ozuna had a couple of home runs, and they haven't scored since. The Mets, after the Braves took the lead in the bottom of the fourth, Mets scored four runs in the fifth, three more in the sixth. Winans, 4 1/3 inning, so he didn't get past that four. Remember we talked about he was at 4 1/3? Yeah, he didn't get past that point. 4 1/3, 9 hits, 7 runs given up. A walk, 4 strikeouts, couple of home runs. Brad Hand came in, and then he gave up 3 runs on an inning and 2/3. And Colin McHugh is cleaning it up right now. He's got an inning and a third of no run ball. So yeah, they Ortega has homered early in the game, but Lindor hit a home run. He hit a three run homer off of Brad Hand. That was the big blow. So, again, not looking good for the Braves right now. So, need a big-time comeback if we're going to beat the Mutts here tonight. And that sucks. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but, I mean, the idea of losing to the Mutts and especially giving up double digits to the New York Mutts, like, that really sucks. So, anyway, we've got Falcons football coming up on Thursday, so 5:30 pregame, 7:30 kick Day-Day, from Big Nate to Hustler. He says you only have to be 50 years old to get AARP.
Oh, well, yes. That means I'll be there next year.
Yeah. So, and I looked it up online. So AARP membership. So it says all people age 50 and older are eligible for AARP. As an AARP member, you will get a free secondary membership for your household, access to hundreds of carefully chosen discounts, programs, and services, AARP the magazine, and much more. So I've got to sign up for AARP because I'm way older than the minimum requirement. And by the way, it costs. Let me see here. What does it say? How much does it cost? It's It's as little as $12 in your first year, and automatically renews at $16 a year after that. So it's only $12 for your first year. And then $16 a year for after. So that's a good deal, right? I mean, that's barely a dollar, not even a dollar and a half a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they have multiple year plans where you can save 10%. So, and again, I would assume that they give you coupons and stuff like that. But again, I have to now that I'm old enough. And somebody asked why Freaky didn't make our list. I think he's only 63.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think he's 65, is he?
Again, as from a chronological age, but he acts like he's 77.
Right.
So, I mean, that may be where the confusion is. But, no, Freaky was very close. So we don't have a whole lot longer before we can start including Freaky in these kinds of lists or what have you. So AEW has got their show coming up here. I believe it's next Wednesday that they have their show. We are working on, I'm trying to line up Darby Allin for tomorrow.
It's actually, I thought it was this Wednesday. I thought it was the 23rd.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It is Wednesday. Yes. Because again, because in this weekend they go to Wembley.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I believe I have a pretty strong feeling that we're going to get Darby Allin on the show tomorrow. I've been in communication back and forth with all the AEW folks, so I think we're going to have Darby Allin. By the way, our Britt Baker interview did get on some of the national wrestling websites and all that kind of stuff. So one of the topics that remember when I asked Britt Baker why she was getting away from dentistry,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was one of the stories that made several of the national wrestling websites.
Nice.
We got, and believe it or not, they actually spelled my name right. usually they don't spell my name right, but they actually had it and a link to the interview as well. So,
well, your name's spelled right in the interview, so they'd be pretty. That'd be pretty bad
still,
on their part.
I've had that. I've for years had people not spell my name right, even when you link it. All right, so I get that all the time at Knox. Knox has not spelled my name right when he's listed me on websites and stuff like that. So, again, we did get on some of the national websites for our interview with Britt Baker. So you can check that out. We did that, last Tuesday, I believe?
Yes.
So, but, yeah, we're trying to effort Darby Allin for tomorrow. So hopefully we will have him on. And, I know most likely the starters are not going to play on Thursday. That I don't expect to see any of the starters playing any snaps whatsoever out there. But again, I'm okay with that. I saw what I needed to see out of our starting offense. Again, could have been better with the touchdown. Yes, no doubt about it. But for what it was, and for the way the NFL operates now in today's world, I'm okay with the idea of our starters not playing, by and large, in the preseason. And I know Arthur Smith talked about our starters. Again, they had their start last week. I saw what I needed to see, and we can go on from there, and we can evaluate all the other guys we need to make decisions on, right? And I would imagine that the Steelers are not going to play their starters as well. I don't even know if Kenny Pickett has played in the preseason. I couldn't even begin to tell you. I haven't watched one second of Steelers football in the preseason. But most of these guys are not, and everybody's handling it differently. That's the thing about three games. You know, again, we're actually going to see A'Aaron play, I think, is it Friday night that A'Aaron plays? Look up when the Jets play, because they did announce that he is going to start. And I'm going to guess he's going to play about a series, and then he's going to be out. Like, he ain't going to play like a whole first half or anything like that. He'll get, you know, and again, you're not going to see anything in these games. It's going to be very vanilla. You know, you're not going to see anything. Even if the starters played, I mean, again, what's more important is that they show out in practice. If you practice well, you'll play well, right? Isn't that the old saying, Day-Day?
Yep.
Practice well, you'll play well?
Yep.
Okay.
And they play, Jets play on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he is going to start. Who do they play?
Giants.
Okay. So, yeah, he's going to start, and I'm guessing he'll be in for a series, and he'll make his appearance in front of the home crowd, and they'll hoot and holler, and it'll be weird to see A'Aaron in a Jets uniform, right? Actually under center, you know, sort of like Brett Favre. I mean, you know, when Brett Favre went to first the Jets and then Minnesota, or no, did he go to Minnesota or the Jets first? Which one did he go to first?
I think it was Jets first.
I think it was Jets
it?
First.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Then Minnesota.
And then Minnesota. Yeah, yeah, because Minnesota was his last stop. So, but always weird when you see those guys that are associated with one uniform for their career. Like, it was weird seeing Matt play for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, that didn't last long, but it was still weird to see him in a Colts uniform. Like, just the idea of he's not in Falcons black and red, you know, number two back there anymore for our team.
Yeah, well, same thing like back in the day when Montana went to Kansas City. Like, it was just weird.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of those. I mean, the Emmitt Smiths, you know, going to Denver. And
yeah.
Jerry Rice in Oakland and Seattle. I mean, he was in Seattle as well.
Yep.
So again, it's weird seeing those guys change uniforms. But it was weird seeing Matt in a Colts uniform. So and I don't know. I mean, there's talk about whether or not, you know, he's going to be back sooner than later. If he's not getting an NFL offer to play. And I know he said he isn't retired, but if he's not getting an NFL offer to go play, he may end up being a, you know, and by the way, you know, the Falcons could make him a quarterback's coach and not have to fire anybody.
Yep.
They don't have to fire anybody because Charles London is no longer our quarterback's coach. Dave Ragone is our quarterback. He's the offense coordinator and our quarterback's coach. So they would not have to fire anybody if they brought Matt in to be a quarterback's coach. Now, I don't know if Matt's looking for a gig like that or anything, but again, obviously he's going to be CBS, he's going to be the broadcaster, right, for their studio show. He's going to be one of the guys in their studio show, so I don't know that he's looking for anything like that, but, and he was here earlier in training camp, you know, hanging around the Falcons, but if he wanted to be a quarterback's coach, because Arthur Blank, I should say, did say expect to see Matt around when his playing days are done.
They're done, yeah.
Maybe he could be a coach. Like I said, they wouldn't have to fire anybody because Charles London is no longer here. So it's Dave Ragone's job, you know, to be the quarterback's coach. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that could be, you know, a year or two down the road before we figure all of that out. So, all right, when we get back, it'll be time for the Love TKO. Atlanta soccer tonight up next. Chuck Ray in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio Now to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, I was wondering, you know.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Head the top of the hour. It makes me feel Jason Longshore and Atlanta Soccer tonight coming up after us. Braves right now getting pounded on. The Mets now up 10-4 in this game. It was looking good for a while. It was 4-3 Braves. Ozuna had a couple of home runs, and they haven't scored since. The Mets, after the Braves took the lead in the bottom of the fourth, Mets scored four runs in the fifth, three more in the sixth. Winans, 4 1/3 inning, so he didn't get past that four. Remember we talked about he was at 4 1/3? Yeah, he didn't get past that point. 4 1/3, 9 hits, 7 runs given up. A walk, 4 strikeouts, couple of home runs. Brad Hand came in, and then he gave up 3 runs on an inning and 2/3. And Colin McHugh is cleaning it up right now. He's got an inning and a third of no-run ball. So, yeah, they Ortega has homered early in the game, but Lindor hit a home run. He hit a three-run homer off of Brad Hand. That was the big blow. So, again, not looking good for the Braves right now. So, need a big-time comeback if we're going to beat the Mutts here tonight. And that sucks. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but, I mean, the idea of losing to the Mutts and especially giving up double digits to the New York Mutts, like, that really sucks. So, anyway, we've got Falcons football coming up on Thursday, so 5:30 pregame, 7:30 kick. Day-Day, from Big Nate to Hustler, he says you only have to be 50 years old to get AARP.
Oh, well, yes. That means I'll be there next year.
Yeah, so, and I looked it up online. So AARP membership, so it says all people age 50 and older are eligible for AARP. As an AARP member, you will get a free secondary membership for your household, access to hundreds of carefully chosen discounts, programs, and services, AARP the magazine, and much more. So I've got to sign up for AARP because I'm way older than the minimum requirement. And by the way, it costs. Let me see here. What does it say? How much does it cost? It's It's as little as $12 in your first year, and automatically renews at $16 a year after that. So it's only $12 for your first year, and then $16 a year for after. So that's a good deal, right? I mean, that's barely a dollar, not even a dollar and a half a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they have multiple year plans where you can save 10%. So, and again, I would assume that they give you coupons and stuff like that. But again, I have to now that I'm old enough. And somebody asked why Freaky didn't make our list. I think he's only 63.
Yeah, I was about to say I don't think he's 65. Is he?
Again, as from a chronological age, but he acts like he's 77.
Right.
So I mean that may be where the confusion is, but no, Freaky was very close. So we don't have a whole lot longer before we can start including Freaky in these. In these kinds of lists or what have you. So AEW has got their show coming up here. I believe it's next Wednesday that they have their show. We are working on, I'm trying to line up Darby Allin for tomorrow.
It's actually, I thought it was this Wednesday. I thought it was the 23rd.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It is Wednesday. Yes. Because again, because in this weekend they go to Wembley.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I believe I have a pretty strong feeling that we're going to get Darby Allin on the show tomorrow. I've been in communication back and forth with all the AEW folks, so I think we're going to have Darby Allin. By the way, our Britt Baker interview did get on some of the national wrestling websites and all that kind of stuff. So one of the topics that remember when I asked Britt Baker why she was getting away from dentistry, that was one of the stories that made several of the national wrestling websites.
Nice.
So, you know, nice. We got, and believe it or not, they actually spelled my name right. usually they don't spell my name right, but they actually had it and a link to the interview as well. So,
well, your name's spelled right in the interview, so they'd be pretty, that'd be pretty bad
still,
on their part.
I've had that, I've for years had people not spell my name right, even when you link it. All right, so I get that all the time. At Knox, Knox has not spelled my name right when he's listed me on websites and stuff like that. So, again, we did get on some of the national websites for our interview with Britt Baker. So you can check that out. We did that, last Tuesday, I believe?
Yes.
So, but, yeah, we're trying to effort Darby Allin for tomorrow. So hopefully we will have him on. And I know most likely the starters are not going to play on Thursday. That I don't expect to see any of the starters playing any snaps whatsoever out there. But again, I'm okay with that. You know, I saw what I needed to see out of our starting offense. You know, again, could have been better with the touchdown. Yes, no doubt about it. But for what it was, and for the way the NFL operates now in today's world, I'm okay with the idea of our starters not playing, by and large, in the preseason. And I know Arthur Smith talked about our starter. Again, they had their start last week. I saw what I needed to see, and we can go on from there, and we can evaluate all the other guys that we need to make decisions on, right? And I would imagine that the Steelers are not going to play their starters as well. I don't even know if Kenny Pickett has played in the preseason. I couldn't even begin to tell you. I haven't watched one second of Steelers football in the preseason. But most of these guys are not, and everybody's handling it differently. That's the thing about three games. You know, again, we're actually going to see Aaron play. I think, is it Friday night that Aaron plays? Look up when the Jets play. Because they did announce that he is going to start, and I'm going to guess he's going to play about a series, and then he's going to be out. Like he ain't going to play like a whole first half or anything like that. He'll get and again, you're not going to see anything in these games. It's going to be very vanilla. You know, you're not going to see anything. Even if the starters played, I mean, again, what's more important is that they show out and practice. If you practice well, you'll play well, right? Isn't that the old saying, Day-Day?
Yep.
Practice well, you'll play well?
Yep.
Okay.
And they play, Jets play on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he is going to start. Who do they play?
Giants.
Okay. So, yeah, he's going to start, and I'm guessing he'll be in for a series, and he'll make his appearance in front of the home crowd, and they'll hoot and holler, and it'll be weird to see Aaron in a Jets uniform, right? Actually under center. You know, sort of like Brett Favre. I mean, you know, when Brett Favre went to first the Jets and then Minnesota, or no, did he go to Minnesota or the Jets first? Which one did he go to first?
I think it was Jets first.
I think it was Jets first.
Yeah, and then Minnesota.
And then Minnesota. Yeah, yeah, because Minnesota was his last stop. So, but always weird when you see those guys that are associated with one uniform for their career. Like, it was weird seeing Matt play for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, that didn't last long, but it was still weird to see him in a Colts uniform. Like, just the idea of he's not in Falcons black and red, you know, number two back there anymore for our team.
Yeah. Well, same thing like back in the day when Montana went to Kansas City. Like, it was just weird.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of those. I mean, the Emmitt Smiths, you know, going to Denver. And
yeah.
Jerry Rice and
going
Oakland
to the Raiders.
And Seattle. I mean, he was in Seattle as well.
Yep.
So, again, it's weird seeing – it's weird seeing those guys change uniforms, but it was weird seeing Matt in a Colts uniform. So, and I don't know. I mean, there's talk about whether or not, you know, he's going to be back sooner than later. If he's not getting an NFL offer to play, and I know he said he isn't retired, but if he's not getting an NFL offer to go play, he may end up being a, you know, and by the way, you know, the Falcons could make him a quarterback's coach and not have to fire anybody.
Yep.
They don't have to fire anybody because Charles London is no longer our quarterback's coach. Dave Ragone is our quarterback. He's the offense coordinator and our quarterback's coach. So they would not have to fire anybody if they brought Matt in to be a quarterback's coach. Now, I don't know if Matt's looking for a gig like that or anything, but again, obviously he's going to be CBS, he's going to be the broadcaster, right, for their studio show. He's going to be one of the guys in their studio show. So I don't know that he's looking for anything like that. But and he was here earlier in training camp, you know, hanging around the Falcons. But if he wanted to be a quarterback's coach, because Arthur Blank, did say expect to see Matt around when his playing days are done. Maybe he could be a coach. Like I said, they wouldn't have to fire anybody because Charles London is no longer here. So it's Dave Ragone's job, you know, to be the quarterback's coach. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that could be, you know, a year or two down the road before we figure all of that out. So, all right, when we get back, be time for the Love TKO. Atlanta soccer tonight up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio Network of the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.